This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats in trouble, na 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 na. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I told you guys that we got a lot to discuss, and impeachment was a bunch of the first hour, and I want to talk about the Democrats this hour. But I do want to follow up a little bit on impeachment, because I've made some predictions. I predicted that the impeachment vote will not occur. It hasn't. I don't believe it will. I still stick to that. I said I don't believe Biden would be, or Warren, or Kamala Harris would be the Democrats' nominee for president. I stick to that. I predicted that Buttigieg might be it. Not because he's such a stellar candidate, but because I had a gun to my head and they said, Kevin, pick. And I went, well, I don't think it's going to be any of the mainstream candidates. It's probably going to be somebody we at least expect. And since they haven't, put in an official LGBT, even though Barack Obama was one of the B's in LGBT, I believe they'll want to run with somebody kind of fresh and new, and it'll be Buttigieg. I predicted that. Now, that's one that's subject to change. I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be in the mainstreamer. So there you have it. So I've made a few predictions. I made some predictions that the Mueller report, having Mueller testify, would backfire. I made a prediction that doing impeachment would be a huge backfire for the Democrats. I made a prediction that the stock market would easily bust through 28,000 before the election, which it did, and it's withdrawn a bit, but it'll be over 28,000 at election time. And I even said, don't be shocked if it's tonight at 29,000. I said these things. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's another thing I'll tell you. If the Democrats left Donald Trump alone and actually partnered with him to make America great again, or keep America great, which is the new tagline for 2020, he would be at 80% approval. The Democrats are actually very smart not to let this happen. They know if they tell you the truth about Donald Trump, that he's not a racist, that he's not a sexist. He does not like sectionals. He only wants a love seat and a sofa. No, he's not a sexist. He's not homophobic. He's not Islamophobic. He's not any of those things. In fact, he only cares about helping this country be better. If they got behind him in his policies, and this world would be safer, America would be safer, everybody would be better off. It's really that simple. They can't let that happen. And let me tell you, they have thrown everything at this dude but the kitchen sink. And no, I even think they threw the kitchen sink. And Donald Trump just goes, psst. He's like Superman. He walks into it. He's like police. He runs towards trouble. I tell people this all the time. As a fighter, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but as soon as somebody's ready to strike, if you strike simultaneously, then you're actually in better shape. It isn't, obviously you can get out of the way and you can run. But I'm saying if you're going to get hit, the best thing to do is move towards the punch. And if you're a fighter, you get what I'm saying. You take away the guy's angle where he wants to hit you, and because you shortened it, and then you get to get your lick in as well. It's a good strategy. I've used it many times. In many cases, you avoid his punch and end up getting your punch. And that's what Donald Trump does. He runs towards the trouble. He says, I'm stepping in to punch. I'm not blocking. I'm not moving out of the way. I'm just going to step in and punch. Boom. And what he does, if you're smart about it, you punch and evade simultaneously. I'd have to show you what I'm talking about, but people that do train in any type of pugilism, you understand you can't avoid the punch and deliver a punch at the same time. It happens all the time, and that's what Trump is beautiful at. So anyway, I said Pelosi's not going to take a vote. I've said this all along. Democrats push impeachment farce as far as they could because here's what they hoped. They hoped Trump would back down, or they hoped he would make a mistake, or they hoped they could gain some level of momentum that would let him continue down the track. Pelosi didn't want impeachment, and she's smart for not wanting impeachment, but she got backed into a corner. People, forces more powerful than she, said, let's run with this. And they did. But Trump wasn't going to back down. Most other people would have backed down. You know why? Because they would have had some dirt. They would have said, we got you, man. You took money. You did this. You got women. You did that. You got a Guatemalan midget pregnant. I know you did, and you don't want the word getting out because Kevin Jackson to talk about you. They have something on everybody in D.C. And that was a problem. But it ain't a problem for Trump. Trump's like, I'm the most vetted president in history. You know every piece of dirt about me. You want to know why? Because my Republican Party challengers, 18 of them, dug up every piece of dirt. Then the Democrats took it and said, ooh, he's got a lot of dirt. Let's make him our guy. And they targeted him. And Donald Trump said, you got it all. But you know what you don't have? You don't have all the dirt on Biden. There's a lot more dirt to be discovered on Biden. There's a lot more dirt to be discovered on Elizabeth Warren. A lot more dirt to be discovered on Bernie Sanders and many others. If you don't believe me, here's what I'll tell you. Bernie Sanders was number one in the 2016 race with Hillary Clinton. I don't think many people will deny that. He was headed for a victory. They rigged the superdelegates so Hillary would win. Bernie sold out, end of story. But he should have been number one coming in, right? But he's not. I talked the other day. Bernie's big complaint, it's rigged. The system's rigged. They're not letting me in. They're not letting me play. It's not fair. The media's not treating me this way. They don't want to hear my view. No, they don't. It is rigged. It's rigged against you, Bernie. They don't want you. Now, I said Bernie should fight back by doing what Trump. The system was rigged against Trump. The system was rigged. To a degree, it still is. People still don't want Trump in there. But if it's rigged, you know what Trump said? I'll unrig it. I'll show you what a leader does. I will blow up the system. And that's what he's done. And he's blown up the impeachment system. He's blown up the D.C. swamp. He's draining that swamp. And the reason why he's the last man standing and will be is because he's a fighter. He's not going to give up. He's pure of heart. Americans know Trump's not in this for personal gain. They know the Democrats are going to continue this coup, though. And it will fail because they have a major problem. Trump's performance. We went over this record for November. You think it's going to be any worse next year?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are loving, caring, humanitarian, philanthropic people. You conservatives, you people who seek the truth. You libertarians, you Republicans, whatever you label you want to put on yourselves, you are amazing, folks. I am so proud to be among you. I can't even see straight. Thank you for being a part of my show, The Kevin Jackson Show. Thank you for promoting the show, doing whatever you do to get the word out about this show. I am nothing without you. Now, let me clarify what I mean by that. Nothing in the public eye. I feel very confident about who I am. I don't want anybody thinking, oh, Kevin, he's suicidal. He ain't nothing without us. No, it ain't like that. I love you guys, but I don't depend on you that much. But in terms of what we're doing here, whatever efforts you make, understand how much me and my team appreciate what you do. Thanks for being here. Anyway, despite us having all this love and empathy and all these other things that we normally possess, we have tired of having sympathy for those who wish to do us harm. People who would shoot up a Republican baseball game. People who would rip off the pin of a young girl who says women for Trump, put it on himself and hold it upside down. We're tired of these folks. I'm going to stop there for just a second and ask you to imagine if a male teacher had taken a pen that said Women for Obama, ripped it off of a girl's shirt, turned it upside down on his shirt. Would it be under advisement at the school about what to do to this principal? I mean, what to do to this teacher? Of course not. Immediate firing. They would have called him a misogynist. They would have accused him of raping the girl. I'm not even exaggerating this one bit. If you're listening to this program and you think I'm lying, I promise you, I'll find you a story that's just like this. A guy puts his hand on a girl's shoulder because she's wearing an Obama shirt and says, "Hey, excuse me, ma'am, are you sure? He raped me! He's trying to rape me!" It's that crazy out there. And see, we've sickened of it. We Americans are tired of it. But let me tell you, the reason why the left want to do you harm is very simple. It is a simple concept. You think it's, no, Kevin, it's all about politics. No, it isn't. It's a very simple reptilian complex. I've explained it on this program, and I'll explain it again because I want to explain to you how we're overcoming it. We're winning. We're beating it. Oh, I got your attention? Okay, good. All right. Thought I saw some chatter back there in the back of the room. It's a very simple concept. They're wrong. You're right. They're wrong. And see, they thought they were smarter than you. All these so-called intellectuals, all these people that have been fed the party line. Barack Obama was brilliant. Donald Trump is stupid. There's nothing on paper or anywhere else that would prove that point. If you said that to me, the first thing, I don't care about either one of these guys. If you had said to me, Barack Obama is one of the smartest guys I've ever seen, Donald Trump is dumb. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go research. I'm not taking your word for it. I'm going to go research. And say, well, let's start with grades. Can't find Barack Obama's grades. Nobody's ever said we can't find Trump's transcripts. We can't find his grades, which I'm very curious. I don't know how Trump did in school. Here's what I do know. He graduated from Wharton, and he went on to run a successful business. Barack Obama graduated from Harvard, and he couldn't find a reasonable job. He became president. You go, he became president, Kevin. Okay, great. But in the years leading up to his presidency, this dude was getting by, and he was at the behest of powerful white men who were crooked, who he followed. Donald Trump made his own way. Now, I'm just giving you the facts. You don't have to like him. Oh, but Donald Trump made his money this way. Oh, again, I'm not getting into the minutia. If you want to say, well, Barack Obama did it the right way, and he was poor the right way. Okay. But it doesn't answer the question. Donald Trump, nobody's ever mentioned his grades. I'm going to project to you and kind of go out on a limb here and say it's probably because Donald Trump's grades were good. A Wharton grad who didn't smoke or drink, wasn't a party animal, probably didn't have to chase women in college. You get what I'm saying? This is a dude who had ample time to really apply himself, and he seems like the type of guy who would. Donald Trump has, in my opinion, certain characteristics that make you think he has Asperger's. Because he's kind of, you know, he has these repetitive patterns, and he says these things. You know, he's unfiltered. I have a friend with 3 PhDs that had Asperger's, and he has no filter. He's brilliant, and he will make you look stupid and not even know, and certainly won't care. So, if you wanted to compare him, I'm just saying, no grades, and nobody wants to talk about Trump's grades. So if you just start picking apart, you go, maybe Barack Obama isn't the smartest guy. Oh, Kevin, he's only hiding his transcripts because it said he was a foreign student. I don't believe that. I've seen stuff that he's written. He wrote, the dude supposedly was the president of Harvard Review, writing it about an eighth grade level. I'm going, I'm not impressed. Anyway, all I'm getting at, folks, is they hate being wrong. There's a psychological reaction to being wrong, and the Democrats don't like it. They don't like that you were right and they were wrong. And I've said this before. How do you feel when you've been dogmatic on something and somebody goes, yeah, but Kevin, that's great, but you're just wrong. And they go, check this out, and they prove you wrong. I'm going to tell you, I've been there. It's like, crap. Holy cow. Now, generally, you outgrow the notion of being wrong. You know, you go, oh, crap. Man, well, hey, thanks for pointing that out. You know, you're appreciative. But when you haven't outgrown it, you're mad. You're like, oh. And if you get called out in public and you're wrong, people get vindictive over this stuff, and people will kill you over it. I'm not even kidding. People will go after you over this stuff. And that's what the left is, that's what they do. It's the psychology of being wrong. And I'm just going to tell you something, Democrats, not to go all Colonel Jessup on you, but you can't handle the truth. You can't handle it. Right now, the Democrats are on a witch hunt just to prove themselves right, and I'm using my finger quotes. They are doing everything they can to make you believe that an innocent man, innocent of anything involving Russia, Ukraine, you name it, and a man who wants to do his job, who's pretty much kept all the promises he said he was going to keep, has no interest in gaining from his position as president, and in fact has lost money, donates his salary. I could go on. They want you to believe he's anti-American, he's against your interest, and yada, yada, yada. And he's colluding with people in order to make sure he gets stuff, when in fact the Democrats know they did all of those things. They got to prove themselves right. But it's backfiring. Big time. And when we come back, I'm going to explain to you just how bad things have gotten for the Democrats, because they certainly didn't expect the news I'm about to drop on you. Even though you may have heard it, we're going to give you a spin on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. As far as the Senate trial being biased, a Kentucky Republican tells Fox News.
Well, first on the impartiality issue, do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
Most folks traveling for Christmas this week should see quiet weather. Major travel hubs in the Northeast and Midwest should see clear skies on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The only significant travel trouble will be in the Southwest on Christmas Eve, where folks can expect rain and higher elevation snows in Arizona and California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's tough to make that out, but that was Democrat Representative Spanberger meeting with her constituents, and she was saying that the president did some really, really bad things, and her constituents are going, it's crap. And it gets to the point where she finally says, look, we just need to move on from this subject. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats all over the country, folks, are catching pure H-E double crooked socks. Here's Democrat Slotkin of Michigan. She gets booed over lies.
The issue that got to me was this idea that the president, the most powerful man in the world, reached out to a foreign leader, and asked him to dig up dirt on an American.
I want you to understand, everybody, what you're witnessing here is the Tea Party movement back in 2009. When I first went to a meeting, it was Russ Carnahan was a congressman in Missouri, and they were talking about Obamacare, and I shouted out, if it's so good, why don't you want it? And it was on Hannity and it was on Limbaugh and everywhere else, and nobody ever credited me for it. But that was the beginning of people going, yeah, I'm just going to sell us on this stuff. So the Democrats all over the country are catching absolute H-E double crooked socks over impeachment, because they're getting it. Their constituents are going, wait a minute. And look, I don't know the makeup. Some of these people, I guarantee you, are Republicans going to these deals. But they're still confronting these Democrats. And these legislators don't know. They're going, what? You don't like my vote? Oh, my gosh. It's gonna show up a lot more than they believe. And I already talked about the signs, folks. The signs are things like Boris Johnson winning in Britain. Not just winning in a landslide. Look at the polling on impeachment. I think it was Quinnipiac had the first poll that had President Trump ahead in impeachment at 52%. I promise you, the people that support the president is well into the 60%. Don't believe the 50s at all. And that was the first poll. It was reported on ABC or NBC. First poll that shows the president ahead in impeachment. Trust me, he's been polling ahead in impeachment for a long time. Saw one article that said, the bar has been set low. How can you operate as a president if you can be impeached for a phone call to the head of state where you are using your negotiation power as the person who sets our foreign policy, and in doing so, the Democrats want to impeach you? But if it goes to the Senate, right? What's going to happen there? Not much. So there's so many clips here we have of various people talking. Here's Gates, and I think it may be Gates gave one of the best speeches. You probably heard it, but it's worth hearing a thousand times. So let's play at least some of that.
Speaker Pelosi said there must be evidence that is compelling and bipartisan. Chairman Nadler said impeachment should not be partisan. And tonight, they stubbornly defy the standard that they set for themselves.
We've heard a lot of very distracting facts about what Hunter Biden may or may not have done, about all kinds of things, about what our members may have said 3-4 years ago. All of that is irrelevant. All of that is irrelevant.
So at the end, that's Jerry Nadler saying, you know, when we talked about impeachment vote shouldn't be done on a partisan basis, and it should be, you know, really rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, etc. Yeah, we know we said that a while back, but we don't care. That doesn't matter here. See, that's the double standard that not only do you see, because you have this thing called everybody together, common sense, but now other Democrats are beginning to see. They're seeing how their party operates, how once they set their sights on getting somebody, it's get them at all costs. And you know what it translates to? What if this were me? What if I weren't a billionaire president? Well, let me go ahead and explain it to you, you leftist morons. If you weren't a billionaire president, you'd be in prison. If a Democrat like Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer wants you in prison, pack your bags, say your goodbyes, close out every part of your life as a free person, because they will take away your freedom. That's what we were telling you. It's unbelievable to watch these people at work. Gates went on. He had it's about a 5-minute clip. We're not going to play it. But he excoriated these guys. I think we played it the other day, but it was amazing how, you know, and look, I don't even want to give the guy that much credit, because it's common sense. He's asking very basic questions. There's a couple of other things. Here's Cruz questioning Horowitz. Terrible week for the FBI. Here's Horowitz admitting everything that we've been talking about.
Let me read on page 256 of the OIG report, the final paragraph. Consistent with the Inspector General Act of 1978 and following OIG's discovery that the OGC attorney had altered the email that he sent to the supervising agent, who thereafter relied on it to swear out the final FISA application. So the men and women at home need to know what's happening. A lawyer at the FBI creates fraudulent evidence, alters an email, that is in turn used as the basis for a sworn statement to the court that the court relies on. Am I stating that accurately?
That's correct. That is what occurred.
Now, you have worked in law enforcement a long time. Is the pattern of a Department of Justice employee altering evidence and submitting fraudulent evidence that ultimately gets submitted to a court, is that commonplace? Is that typical?
I have not seen an alteration of an email end up impacting a court document like this.
In any ordinary circumstance, if a private citizen did this, fabricated evidence, and by the way, what he inserted was not just slightly wrong, it was 180 degrees opposite what the evidence said. So the intelligence agency said this guy is a source, and he inserted this guy is not a source. If a private citizen did that in any law enforcement investigation, if they fabricated evidence and reversed what it said, in your experience, would that private citizen be prosecuted for fabricating evidence, be prosecuted for obstruction of justice, be prosecuted for perjury?
They certainly would be considered for that if there was an intentional effort to deceive the court. On this one, I'm going to defer, because as we noted here in the sentence you indicated, we referred that over to the Attorney General and the FBI Director for handling.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. For O ye of little faith, that last comment that Horowitz made is the most critical piece of the puzzle. See, what he said is, I'm not going to answer that because all I'm supposed to do is gather evidence. But we have made our referrals and we've turned that over to the Department of Justice and the AG. A very different Department of Justice than there was before, right? A very different AG than there was before. See, now we're going to get to what, well, in the country, we will take the testicles off of animals. Well, we're getting to that point right now with Congress, with some of these people involved in this. Yeah, we're definitely removing all doubt. I'll put it that way. Referrals are coming. This is the biggest political crime in American history. And here's what's most interesting to me about it. We all know it, and the Democrats want you to ignore it. If this were flipped, and we were talking about Republicans, if you think the Democrats would ignore this, you'd be crazy, number one. And number two, if you think the Republicans would be trying to cover this up to this degree, you'd be crazy. It wouldn't happen. Democrats will be all over President Bush, President Trump, whomever that was trying to do this against President Clinton, President Obama. They'd be all over it, and so would we. But they're doing this right in your face. I want you to understand the level of hubris it takes for somebody to say, I don't even care what you think. I don't care what your common sense tells you. I don't care what you know. Based on connecting the dots with your ability to discern, your logical ability to figure things out, I don't care what you say. I'm still going to sell you a lie. I'm going to take this lie to the nth degree. The only people I know who do this are children and Democrats. If you're a Democrat listening to this program and you can stomach what's happening to your party, I don't even know what to say about you. There is no word for you. Maybe lying skank would be the word I would apply, but there is no real words that I would apply to you because I would never do this. I don't even know people who would do this. I'm talking about the people that are my friends, the people that I associate with. We wouldn't do it. Anyway, we got some connective tissue on the Steele dossier when we get back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats bet a lie on this fake dossier, and they all know that the jig is up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They knew this Christopher Steele dossier was junk, yet they went ahead with it. Here's a, in 2017, this is CNN, we got a mashup, but here's the CNN in 2017 talking about the Steele dossier.
We have some breaking news now. CNN has learned new information about that ongoing investigation into those allegations raised in a collection of memos created by a former British intelligence agent at the time he made the memos for political opponents of then-candidate Donald Trump. Jim Sciutto and Evan Perez have been working the story. And Jim, let's start with you. What precisely have investigators learned?
Well, Jake, for the first time, U.S. investigators say that they have corroborated some of the communications detailed in a 35-page dossier compiled by a former British intelligence agent. CNN was first to report last month that then-President-elect Donald Trump and President Barack Obama were briefed on the existence of the memos prior to the inauguration. Until now, U.S. officials have said that none of the content or allegations have been verified. But now, multiple current and former U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials tell CNN that intelligence intercepts of foreign nationals confirmed that some of the conversations described in the dossier took place between the same individuals on the same days and from the same locations as detailed in the dossier. We should be clear that CNN has not confirmed the content of the calls or whether any of the content relates to then-candidate Trump. And none of the newly learned information relates, I should say, to the salacious allegations in the dossier. The corroboration, based on intercepted communications, has given U.S. intelligence and law enforcement, quote, greater confidence in the credibility of some aspects of the dossier as they continue to actively investigate its contents, these sources say. Reached for comment this afternoon, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said, quote, we continue to be disgusted by CNN's fake news reporting. Spokesman for the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence had no comment.
And unfortunately, we clipped it off, but Jake Tapper comes back on and says something like, well, sure, yeah, they only call it fake news when they don't like what we report. Yeah. So here's a mashup of all of the things that these people were saying about the Steele dossier. Now, that's bad enough, but before I get to that, let me say this. First of all, they said, we have corroborated this. Remember, CNN was first to report. Then they said, both presidents were briefed on this nonsense, okay? Then they said, now, multiple former and current intelligence officials confirmed. Here's what I'd like to know. Who are these people that confirmed this bogus BS dossier? I would really like to know. And then here's what I love the best. They got corroboration, they say, based on intercepted communications, their sources say. Yeah. All this is corroborated. This was December of 2017. 2 years ago, they are telling us this thing is golden. This Steele dossier is absolutely golden. Now, here's the mashup of all these different media outlets talking about the Steele dossier.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated. Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier,
it hasn't been discredited. Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there. The meeting.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources, in which we had very high confidence.
We know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
That if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that's the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
To be clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier, although
we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven. To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven. It's a fact that none of it, not one word, has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate for the surveillance. They had to corroborate it themselves. That's how they operate.
How much more of that do you need to hear? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Holy cow. How much more of that do you need to hear? When you're considering everything that you get as news, I want you to remember this moment. We have a fake, phony dossier, and the media sold it. You know what they did? They were parrots. There was no investigative reporting. They were told what to say, and they said it. And it was, the folks, if you see the video, it's multiple anchors, multiple hosts, multiple people saying the same crap. And you know what it all turned out to be? Exactly the four-letter word I just mentioned, crap. Here's Inspector General Horowitz himself talking about this dossier.
For example, the Crossfire Hurricane team obtained information from Steele's primary subsource in January 2017 that raised significant questions about the reliability of the Steele reporting. This was particularly noteworthy because the FISA applications relied entirely on information from the primary subsources reporting to support the allegation that Page was coordinating with the Russian government on 2016 U.S. presidential election activities. However, the FBI did not share this information with department lawyers, and it was therefore omitted from the last two renewal applications.
The whole thing, folks, is a pack of lies. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to? I want to play this clip of Graham asking Horowitz about vindication of Comey, because he's been running around pounding his chest saying he's been vindicated, and it's far from it. It's a big fat lie, and it's typical of the Democrats, who are caught in the largest, the most egregious political scandal in the history of this country, in the history of this country. The number of people who are part of this cover-up, including this fourth estate, the media, who is supposed to be the watchdog of the American people, and you just heard how they are part of the cabal. Here's Lindsey Graham asking Horowitz about this.
Former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. Let's run.
That can be good news for Comey. As I said, bad week for the FBI, bad week for the Democrats, bad week for James Clapper, bad week for John Brennan, bad week for Hillary Clinton, bad week for McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, etc. Bad week for them all. Lisa Page wants to sue the FBI, right, and the DOJ. How dare you guys release my records? How dare you? How dare you release my records? Well, hey, Lisa, if you're going to sue the FBI, you might want to start by suing Strzok's wife. She's the one who released your records. We'll get to that in a bit. Anyway, bad news across the board for the FBI, the entirety of Obama's Department of so-called Justice. That was not a Department of Justice. It was a well-orchestrated coup that depended upon Hillary Clinton winning, and they were so cocky, they thought it would happen no matter what. And you're listening to Horowitz, who, by the way, if he'd done his job, which technically he can't make this criminal, but whatever referrals that he's inferred that he's made to the DOJ, you better know. This government has to take this seriously. This is the time that the Fed has to say nobody is above the law. Because while the Democrats claim this, they've been above the law. No more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.